Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and welcome to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And I'd like to dedicate today's program to our grieving brothers and sisters from Christchurch. Let's pray for the early and full recovery of the innocent people who are in hospital, and also pray for Lord Ramchandra to give them strength to recover and face the grief they have been put through.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Once again, I would like to invite all the listeners, all the devotees to come to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sundays we hold very special public program, starting with bhajans and kirtans at 11:30, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12 o'clock. Then we have a discourse on Krishna consciousness from 1 to 2 based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Then we have Guru Puja of our Foundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and we finish the day's program at 2:30 with vegetarian feast. Today we have a very special program. We'll be celebrating Adivas. If you want to know what is Adivas in Vaishnavism, come to the temple today and find out. And today, the Sunday feast class will be given by His Holiness Bhakti Mukunda Maharaj. His classes are very enlivening and interesting. Come and attend. I'll continue with the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra's arrival. Last week, I told you about the arrival of Lord Ramchandra. As soon as the child was born, the entire palace of Ayodhya became a beehive of activities, and everyone is scampering to inform others about the auspicious arrival. Sumitra and Kaikeyi rushed to see the child. Nothing compared to Dasharatha's delight on hearing the news of his first son's birth. For 12 months, this news had repeatedly played out in his head, and now it was finally buzzing in his ears. The distance from the palace to Kausalya's seemed to be the longest he had ever covered. He felt extremely grateful toward Kausalya. At long last, he saw the child. What he saw left him spellbound. The beauty of the child mesmerized him, throwing him into a trance. He had wanted to thank Kausalya. He had wanted to reward the one who had delivered the news to him. He had wanted to call for the celebration, but all that was completely forgotten. All he could do was gaze at the child, behold, hypnotized and transfixed, as the walls around him melted away. When he held his son, he felt as if the entire universe was in his hands, in its most charming form. Through these years, Kausalya had been loyal and chaste wife of Dasharatha, but Dasharatha had always neglected her, paying more attention to the beautiful Kaikeyi. Now suddenly he felt grateful to Kausalya. This is conditional gratitude. How easy it is to forget people who have done so much for you when your expectations are not met. As Dasharatha was amazed in the splendor of his son, his first son, Kaikeyi was taken to the maternity room. Early next morning, she gave birth to a beautiful son. This was the morning of Dwadasi. Remember, Lord Ram appeared on Navami. Sorry, not Dwadasi, Dasmi. Bharat appeared on Dasmi, 10th day in the bright fortnight of waxing moon. In the month of Chaitra, April, May, under the Pushyami Nachatar. The same day, at noon, Sumitra gave birth to twins under the star Ashlesha, whose presiding deity was the serpent. The children were born in the same order their mothers had consumed the sweet rice. Ayodhya hadn't celebrated in a really long time. Every citizen of Ayodhya felt Dasharatha was their father because he had cared for them more than their biological fatherhood. He took care of their every need and protected them. So his joys and sorrows were theirs. In all the years that Dasharatha remained childless, he was melancholic. So every citizen voluntarily decided to give up festivities or celebrations at their own homes. Now, after so many years, the entire city burst into celebrations. Celestial singers sang melodiously, dancers swayed joyously, musicians played their instruments tirelessly, flowers rained from the heavens incessantly, and people streamed into the city from across the world to participate in the festivities. Onlookers tossed gems and valuables at the musicians in appreciation of their skills. Dasharatha declared that there would be no tax collection for the following 7 years. He declared his treasury open and anyone could take as much as he or she wanted from it. He ordered to a halt in the use of weaponry. He freed all prisoners. He distributed unlimited wealth among the Brahmins and requested them to continue performing auspicious rituals. Every temple in Ayodhya was well decorated, and the standard of for deity worship was raised. He donated generously to the needy. The joys in his heart exploded through charity. Celebrations means sharing your joy by making people around you happy. Making others happy invokes auspiciousness. When celebrations is limited to pleasing only your own senses, it invokes envy in others, which in turn adds negativity to your joy. Distributing positivity is a positive way of ensuring continued positivity. 11 days after the birth of children, the great sage Vasishtha came to Dasharatha palace to perform the naming ceremony for the children. Observing the children carefully and praying, Vasishtha bestowed upon the children their unique names. Sorry, I'll start that again. 11 days after the birth of the children, the great sage Vasishtha came to Dasharatha's palace to perform the naming ceremony for the children. Observing the children carefully and praying, Vasishtha bestowed upon their children their unique names. Vedic names are given according to the qualities of the personalities. If studied carefully, these four sons exhibited qualities perfectly befitting their names. In fact, their qualities were similar to the moods of their mothers when consuming the celestial sweet rice. According to Vedic understanding, the consciousness of the mothers at the time of conception occurs into the child. Therefore, every event connected to the child is called a samskar or impression. Each event creates an impression in the mind of the child. Children are like wet cement. They carry these subtle impressions forever. Born from Kausalya, Vasishtha spontaneously named the firstborn Ram, which means the one who gives pleasure. It appeared as if the child desired that name. Never before was Vasishtha so overwhelmed when naming a child. It seemed as if he did not choose the name, but the name chose him itself. The word Rama can give unlimited pleasure to the hearts of the listener and speaker. This is remarkably contrary to the word Ravana that strikes terror in the minds of those who hear that name while eating the sweet rice. While eating this sweet rice, Kausalya had desired a perfect boy who would give pleasure to everyone and be an ideal leader. Ram was just the same. Ram gave much pleasure to his father, mother, his stepmothers, and all the citizens of Ayodhya. It was not merely a pleasure related to his exquisite beauty, but it was also that of his pleasing personality. Ram personally knew every citizen. He participated in their joys and sorrows. He was often found crying in the house of those going through a sad place, and was found celebrating in the house of those happy. It was a life of giving joy to others. Was his name KK's child Bharat, which means the one with a load on his head. He eventually came true as it eventually came true as Bharat had to bear the burdens of the kingdom when Ram left for the forest. The name Bharat meant that this boy had an infinite capacity to selflessly carry the heavy burdens of responsibilities on his head. Bharat was just like that, like what KK had in her mind at the time of eating the sweet rice. He was Ram's follower, adhering to his elder brother's instructions to the last letter. Bharat surrendered completely to his elder brother Ram, wanting to assist Ram in carrying his burdens. When Ram was exiled, Bharat had to rule the kingdom for 14 years. The servitude with which he ruled makes his name apt. For most people, ruling a kingdom would be a pleasure. But for Bharat, ruling kingdom for 14 years was like a huge burden on his head, and he carried that burden of love to please his brother. His life was that of burden bearing love. Sumitra's twins were named Lakshman and Shatrughan. Lakshman comes from the word Lakshmi, which means wealth. Lakshman had never aspired for material wealth, influence, or power. What wealth is this relating to? The real meaning of Lakshman is one who is rich with the wealth of service to Ram. Lakshman cultivated the attitude of service to his brother Ram. He became inseparable from Ram and always looked for opportunities to save him. His very life is symbolic of his name. He was eager to collect his wealth of opportunities of service. Was his name the last child, Shatrughan, means one who conquers his enemies. Shatrughan barely fought any battles. There is a record of him killing only a demon named Lonasur. Given this fact, it seems very odd to call him a person who conquers his enemies. Shatrughan lived a life of servitude to Bharat. For him, his enemy was association with Ram. For him, his enemy was association with Ram and the beauty of Ram. Ram was very attractive, but Shatrughan resisted the temptation of saving Ram and focused on saving Bharat. He conquered this enemy. Everyone wants to have a direct connection with God, but there is a person who wanted to save. Everyone wanted to have direct connection with God. But there is a person who wanted to save the devotees of God. The desire is the most powerful foe, most powerful enemy. Satrughna had no desire of his own. He was happy to dedicate himself to the desires of Bharat. Lakshman and Satrughna were just what Sumitra had thought at the time of eating the divine sweet rice. The two children imbibed the mood of their mother. The desire to assist and save in a spirit of cooperation. Lakshman saved Ram all his life and Satrughna saved Bharat all his life. Assisting the great is a far superior act of greatness than being great. Because assisting requires the remarkable quality of humility. The four brothers' names signified many things at many levels. At the devotional level, Ram led the example that whatever the situation, one should always follow the principles of truthfulness and instructions of wise superiors. Lakshman exemplified that the purpose of one's life must be to save the Supreme Lord in totality, with the mind, words and actions. Bharat showed the world that one should follow the Lord's commands without questioning. And Satrughna exemplified that saving the Lord was important, but it was just as important to save his devotees. At the societal level, the four brothers represented the four basic aims of human life, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, which are righteousness, duty, and morality, wealth, and prosperity, worldly desires, and liberations. Ram represented dharma, Lakshman represented artha, Satrughna represented kama, and Bharat represented moksha. That Lakshman always accompanied Ram indicated that artha or economic pursuit were to be guided by dharma or higher wisdom. Dharma and moksha represent the spiritual aspects of life, while artha and kama represent the material aspect. Most people focus on artha and kama, conveniently neglecting, not even feeling the need for dharma and moksha. The Ramayana suggests that artha be kept close to dharma and kama close to moksha. Only then life can be fulfilling. If artha and kama are kept as the exclusive goals of life, they will ruin a person. In short, artha and kama have to be restrained within the boundary of dharma and moksha. Dharma refers to supreme religiosity and righteousness, which involves developing our love for God. Artha refers to wealth of service, and kama to intense desire to save God's devotees. Moksha refers to liberation or freedom from the burden of worldly attachments. Wealth needed to be gained and used in accordance with the Vedic wisdom. While Satrughna always accompanying Bharat indicated that kama or desires ought to be directed towards moksha or perfection. One has to dovetail all desires and give wings to only those that help one achieve the highest purpose of loving God. A good human being balances material aspirations and spiritual goals. The important thing to bear in mind is that both these life goals should complement, not contradict each other. a balanced human being is physically, mentally, intellectually, and spiritually developed. At the fundamental level, Ram was the Supreme Lord Himself, who descended on earth. Bharat was the Sudarshan Chakra, or the wheel of the Lord. Lakshman was the snake bed, or the Anantasis of the Lord. And Shastrughan was the conch, or Panchajanya Shankar of the Lord. Ram was thought to be an incarnation of Vasudev, Lakshman of Sankarshan, Bharat of Pradyumna, and Shastrughan of Aniruddha, all of who were primary reincarnations of Vishnu in the spiritual world. The Lord manifested as Ram for four prominent reasons. Two of these reasons were known to the world, and the other two were secret desires of the Lord unknown to the world. One has to dovetail all desires and give wings to only those that help one achieve the highest purpose of loving God. A good human being balances material aspirations and spiritual goals. The important thing is to be bear in mind is that both these life goals should complement, not contradict each other. A balanced human being is physically, mentally, intellectually, and spiritually developed. There is a difference between us taking birth and the Lord taking birth. We take birth because of our past deeds or misdeeds, but the Lord takes birth because He wishes to. How much ever we may try, things don't go according to our desires. Everything takes shape only if the Lord so desires. The first reason is obvious from the demigods and Brahmas. Request was that Lord Ram was born to annihilate demons like Ravana. The second reason was an extension of the first. Lord Ram took birth to protect his devotees from the disturbances of the demons. The great demigods and sages were tortured by the demons, and Lord Ram manifested to restore the peace. And next week, I'll tell you the third and fourth reasons for the Lord Ram's appearance in this material world. Let's have some kirtan, and please remember to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ Church.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,